Howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show here. And as we do the numbers now, we're going to call each fellow's name off so we can get right along with the show. We're going to start with Bobby Hicks and Joe Stewart over here doing some old-time fiddle music. And we're going to kindly open up with that number called Roanoke again, and we hope you enjoy it.
Passenger train. John made a grip and didn't get aboard. Left him sitting on the old railroad.
Gone, lost John. Long gone, lost John. He's long gone.
The Darryl Webb Band, starting this week's Music for the Mountain Off in Style, brand new CD. It's called Lover's Leap, and that one leads off the disc, Lost John. Of course, you got Daryl in there on mandolin lead vocals, along with Cameron Keller, Jared Hensley, Cody Hill, and Tyler Collins as well. Yeah, Lover's Leap, the Darryl Webb Band. Hey, folks, I'm Chip Calkert. Hey, welcome to the show. Glad you could join me once again for an hour of hard driving bluegrass music. Going to keep things going right now with one from the Price Sisters from their self-titled debut. This is an old classic here. We're going to send this one out to the guy who lies so much and lives in that White House. It's called Silver Tongue and Gold-Plated Lies.
Steps in the hallway, I can hear your voice behind the door. I hear the crying of my heart as it beats out of time and waits for the one it never will see no more. Why, oh why did you leave me? I can't keep the tears from my eyes. Silver tongue and gold-plated lies. I remember the first time I saw you. Somehow I knew that something wasn't right. Why, oh why did you leave me? I can't keep the tears from my eyes. Why, oh why did you deceive me, love, with your silver tongue and gold-plated lies? When they see me, they all wonder, and I don't know how to tell them when they ask. There's nothing to explain, you just found another flame. Our love is just a thing of the past. Why, oh why did you leave me? I can't keep the tears from my eyes.
have you. Stay away from me. Stay out of town. Stay away from me. Stay out of town.
Hi, this is Johnny Campbell, and you're listening to Music for the Mountains. Goodness gracious, it's good.
A fiddle tune is very hard to do. So usually what we do is we take something pertinent that's happening in our life at the moment, and we're like, how can we make this into the fiddle tune name? And I know some bands don't do that. There's some bands that come up with really bizarre fiddle tune names. And but this next one is another fiddle tune that is actually going to be on our EP. That's coming out in February or March. I think in March. Mm-hmm. I think that we're in for. March.
This next one is, I got last winter. I was pretty sad because I was cold all the time and my heat wasn't working in my room. and so I got really into this book called Lonesome Dove. And I was really like dreaming of Texas and dreaming of the Southwest and things like that. And in the first couple of pages of the book, they're talking about Augustus, one of the main characters, talking about his pigs and how they're always on the porch because that's the only shade for like miles around. So this next one is called Pigs on the Porch. Thank you. And then this next one we're going to do, I'll let Jake tell you about.
So it's a combination of all the things that bluegrass people tend to love, which is trains, Doc Watson, and come to find out, Reuben sandwiches. a lot of bluegrass fans love Reuben sandwiches. This title is called Reuben's Train. It actually has nothing to do with Reuben sandwiches, but that's kind of my spiel about this song. I like Reuben sandwiches, so I'm like, why not? I'm sure everyone else does.
Good sandwich.
Yeah.
Reuben sandwich, that's right.
I did have a very good Reuben the other day when we were in New York, coming off of this tour that we're on.
That's probably the place to get one.
Yeah, definitely. There was a lot of sauerkraut, though, so I kind of had to...
turn down the old sauerkraut.
Portion control the sauerkraut a little bit.
It's the best place to get one. Also, probably spend half of our tour budget on it.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Very cool. The Page Turners are here, Jake Howard and Carolyn Kendrick. And they are passing through my state here in New Hampshire on their way to a show. Not a whole lot of stuff on your schedule, but you did mention that you had some things coming up in March. You're going to be touring all the way from Boston to Savannah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's in the makes right now. We're starting to finalize a lot of the details, but we'll be making our way through Lancaster and Virginia, North Carolina, and I think we have a few shows in Atlanta, so it should be pretty fun.
Oh, very cool. Well, we should probably take a quick break here. I just remembered we got to get in that station identification and all that. So let's do that real quick. We'll be right back with more Page Turners right after this.